Hello, this is Harley, and I am going to talk about how I would distract you from your work if for some reason you were working late, and let's say you were in an office, and you kind of just, okay, so for me, all of the things that I would do to distract you that aren't sexy things are things that you wouldn't be able to do at work. So I'm just going to talk about those because they're fun, or at least I think they're fun. So imagine that you are at work, you have an office job, you are sitting in a chair in your like little cubicle thingy, you got your black pants, white shirt, and a tie, because that's a stereotype. And you're at your computer, and you're messing around, because you basically just have to be there. At least in this scenario, that's what's going on. And you feel something pelt you on your left shoulder. And you're like, what the hell? So you turn around, and me, or someone else, or whoever you think is amazing and hot and gorgeous and whatever, is sitting there, or standing there, on the other side of a cubicle, like, barely peeking over with a Nerf gun, and, well, two Nerf guns, I can't speak English, two Nerf guns, one of which is still pointed at you, and the other one has your name on it. Well, you can't see it, but you know that it's yours. So I would drop the gun on the other side of the cubicle to where you could get to it, and then I would run. And with this, the first person to 5 points wins. Around the office, there are different stashes of the, like, little Nerf thingies. I don't know what they're called. I didn't have them as a kid because we were poor. But the things that you shoot, and there's stashes of those around the office because we're going to run out, and I'm not going to stop to grab one off the floor. Obviously, I would win because I'm amazing. And then afterwards, we would celebrate with root beer floats or whatever you wanted, and, like, pizza. Oh my god, pizza. Pizza sounds so good right now. Anyways, so there's that one. If I wanted to embarrass you, I would honestly probably hire a stripper that was, like, one of those guy strippers that was a police officer. Ooh, no, I'll double team. I would hire, a male stripper and a female stripper, and I would request that they're both, like, cop, like, it's a cop thing, and they would come into the office, and they would start to arrest you, and then they would start stripping, and then that would be amazing, and you would be so confused, and that would be hilarious. What else? What if, oh my gosh, a food fight? So, I've never been in a food fight. I've always wanted to be in a food fight. Always, 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 because I think that I would be amazing at it. That's not true. I would be horrible at it. It would just be fun, because you get to throw food. The only downside is cleaning it up. Anyways, if this was Fantasyland and we could, like, just snap our fingers and the mess would be cleaned up so you wouldn't get fired, all of this is dependent on you not getting fired. Start a food fight. So I would bring just a shit ton of food and put them on different sides of the room. And we wouldn't be allowed to touch each other's food unless it hit us. We couldn't go to the other person's stash. And essentially we would just, when all the food was thrown or whenever we were tired, is when we would be finished. And whoever was covered the most in whatever it is, pudding, mustard, breadcrumbs, ice cream, I don't know. I've never been in a food fight. Mashed potatoes. Yes. That whoever would be covered the most would lose. What else? I like the idea of bringing, like, a whole bunch of kittens, because kittens are amazing, but then you'd have to, like, clean up after them and have litter boxes and food and stuff. So maybe if they were magical kittens that didn't, like, poop and stuff, so they ate food, but it digested and it just, like, went everywhere in their body, so they didn't have to, like, poop and pee and stuff. Yeah. Those are just some things. Ooh, no. Okay, last one, and then I have to go. Totally do a paintball game, because paintball is amazing. Fuck yeah. Once again, we would have our different statues around, and we wouldn't stop after one person getting hit, because that's boring. Unless we invited a whole bunch of our friends, and then we just battled it out in the office, and then that way the office could get painted, because, you know, that guy in accounting has been complaining that the, like, beige color that's everywhere is super annoying, so this would help with that, and then you can tell your boss that it improves everyone's mood and makes it a higher productivity rate. See, everyone wins. Yeah, so that would be fun. Paintball. I haven't done paintball. We don't have armor, but we do have the masks. Because the face is, like, the worst place to get hit if you don't have a mask on. Everywhere else you can deal. So, yeah. Okay. I think that's it. And then, lastly, we could always just, like, have sex and stuff, which would be awesome and fun. Because seriously, who doesn't want to have sex in an office? Really? Like, you can do the classic, go in the copy room and, like, do the different copies with, like, the ass cheeks and, like, the vagina and balls and stuff, and that would be really cool. But aside from that, I'm sure I could come up with other things. So, hopefully that made you a bit chipper. And it has entertained you. Yeah, I hope you had fun.